Last Friday, Molly and Ken Hoffman in Grand Marais spotted a weird gull. It was herring gull sized, but with a very dark, almost black back. The only two possibilities were both extremely rare species in the interior United States, the western gull and the slaty-backed gull. Neither species has ever been recorded in Minnesota. When Ken and Molly saw it in flight, they decided it was most likely a slaty-backed. No matter what it was, though, it's one for the books and will require extensive documentation for the Minnesota Ornithologists Union's Records Committee to make a final determination of its identification before adding it to the state's official checklist. Right away, Molly and Ken called Kim Eckert, who posted the sighting on Minnesota's Rare Bird Listserv. So naturally, Saturday morning, birders from throughout Minnesota headed up to congregate in Grand Marais to see this exceptional bird. So far, the consensus among all of us who saw it is that it's a slaty-back. The slaty-backed gull is a common coastal breeding species in northeastern Asia, wintering southward to Japan, Korea, and China. It frequently wanders to the western Alaska shorelines. The similar western gull is abundant on the American West Coast from Baja California to Washington, so it obviously ranges a lot closer to Minnesota than the slaty-back. Though oddly enough, western gulls virtually never go more than a few miles inland from the ocean, so slaty-backs are actually more likely to wander to Minnesota. There's already a slaty-back record in Wisconsin. But because sightings of slaty-backed gull are accidental anywhere in North America, this bird is listed as a number 4 difficulty level by the American Birding Association. This category is defined as casual, not recorded annually, with 3 or more records in the last 30 years. Because this is not a species I've ever seen before or studied, I had fun reading about it on the internet. According to a Japanese birding site, quote, slaty-backed gulls are brutal birds, eating fledglings and eggs of other seabirds. They remarkably propagated in recent years. Since they are positioned at the top of the food chain among the seabirds on the Tayuri Island, they have made an abnormal structure where the top of the food chain outnumbers the others, end quote. The Grand Marais bird isn't quite so brutal. It got into a fight with a herring gull and apparently ended up at the short end. Its left eye was hurt, though it seemed to improve during the couple of hours I was watching it. The gull seemed rather comfortable around people, even taking some Cheetos and goldfish cheese crackers from tourists and birders. It wasn't particularly intimidated by the flock of Canada geese that were even more focused on the handouts. It's impossible to know how long the gull will remain in Grand Marais. I'm writing this on Sunday, July 23rd. It was there today in the same place. Sometimes rare birds stick around for days or weeks. A lot of birders are planning to drive up this week. With luck, the MOU Records Committee will confirm that it's indeed a slaty-backed gull, which everyone can add to their life lists. And with even more luck, this plucky little bird will stick around long enough for plenty of people to see it and then head back to the Pacific Ocean and find its way home. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.